this old pickup truck and me. In your memory.
It's our Thursday throwback segment. Blake is hosting it. So to reset, this is from the old Bob and Dan program when they first started. 1999.
Throwback Thursday.
Yeah. And we were in Wichita Falls. Cowboys had training camp in Wichita Falls for a couple years. It was brutal. It's horrible.
I went as a child.
There were no fish tacos.
It was, dude, it was so, we would just burn.
It was so hot.
Everything was on blacktop.
Yeah, it was so hot. It was so, just terrible. Even the lodging, well, it's Wichita Falls.
Right.
So, yeah, I believe this first year we were in a, I guess it's kind of like Airbnb, but we rented apartments. They were legit apartments. And it was just us, and there were probably seven roaches for each person. It was just horrible. And, yeah, and then I remember we'd come back to the room at night and watch local cable access TV, and they had a show called The Okie Girls where they would... I believe I ended up buying a... like an edger, a trimmer.
You did.
For like $5. I had it for 10 years. It was great.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
All right.
Here in a minute. But
yeah, they invited me on there. We were fascinated by it, so we booked one of the hosts of it, and then they said, well, let's book you. You want to come on the show? And I was like, yeah. All right.
And I love that her name was Barb.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Very fitting.
I'm very photogenic.
And I guess
the camera loves me.
I guess the interview went well since they returned the invite and had you on. Now, Dan, in 1999, what were you weighing?
Way more than now. It was right around the 245-ish.
Your peak.
My peak, yes. When I started to sniff 250, I just thought if I get to 250, I might just stop caring about everything, and then before long, I'll be at 300. So yes, I tried to take some steps. There was no soda back then, but.
Well, when you got on set, you could see yourself in the monitor, and that was the first thing that you talked about was your weight at the time.
Are we recording? We want hits on. We want now. Walk up closer, and your pounds come on. Looky there, man. He looks like he's like 9 months.
No, I'm so fat today.
It's kind of like fishing. You know how the guys always stick a 2-pound fish in front of the camera? Make it look like it's 10 pounds?
Do they do that?
Oh, yeah.
Wacky
yeah.
Humor. Hold a minnow up or something?
Y'all, if you don't know who fishing this humor. Is, does anybody know who this trivia?
No one knows.
Yes, trivia. The first person to call in and tell us who this is, you cannot say. No. Lisa, you get a free go-kart ride.
A free go-kart.
Yeah, free go-kart ride. Now
they're immediately just dunking on you.
Yeah.
See, Bob must have been recording this through a handheld recorder through the TV.
Yeah.
Because it does not sound like the best quality.
And their audio was probably not great to begin with. If you ever watch cable access TV, it was a struggle from a production standpoint.
Yeah.
They're immediately like, hey, this is like when you put a fat fish in front of the TV. You feed his show one off.
They're just making fun of me.
And so you're a prized hog.
That guy was offset, and I think he must have been the show producer or something. But you heard the telephone ring right there, because like we mentioned, there's no delay here. So as soon as people saw Dan on there, and they said, hey, free go-kart ride, if you can tell us who this is.
What does that even mean?
Immediately, people call in. So people are... So you're there to auction stuff off, and the way that they gather the things that they sell are they're basically defective items from other stores.
Yeah.
So you said during this audio that you had bought a weed eater from them, but it was not a working weed eater. It was two not working weed eaters combined into one working one. Okay,
it's the most Oklahoma thing I've ever heard.
And so you do this with a couple of items. They try to get you to sell a fan, and as soon as you turn it on, the fan just starts like hopping around on the table, and you don't really know how to stop it or whatever, and it causes some panic. But you guys are getting along. They're making fun of your big old belly. But then Dan starts to check in with Dan's humor, and things start to turn.
Look at here. Look at here. There you go. There's your stick horse.
Wow.
There, there you go. Now you want to know what to do with that weed here you bought? There it is.
I've never held something this big in my hand before.
Oh, really?
But I'll get used to it.
Okay.
Are you holding a hairy monkey?
That is George. George is as well known as I am in this town.
So you're going to hear some interruptions in the audio because this is straight from the Bob and Dan program back in 1999. So that I thought that was funny, your little...
And now you're ramping up the innuendo.
Yeah, Dan starts to...
She's not really following along.
No, she's like Hawkeye.
Well, she does eventually as you start to heat up a little.
You can buy things that are slightly disabled. And with a patch kit or something, you can get this $40 airbag for about $5 or $6 and patch it yourself and save $35.
That's how I got my girlfriend. She's slightly disabled.
God.
Why are you laughing at that?
I bet she's lovely.
That's a horrible thing that you'd laugh
and
at.
And I think this is a queen size.
This was my girlfriend. Well, so am I, Ashley.
Well, you know what they say, more to love.
That's right. More cushion for the pushing.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, God.
Kids don't get that. I'm telling you, I heard that until I was 12 before I got that. All right. This way.
Okay.
Do you want me to leave yet?
So, but they're still kind of, you know.
Yeah, because they're not on. This isn't a late night show. And like Jake said, everybody would watch it. And it's... So they considered themselves a pretty family-friendly show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in fact, at one point, the guy that was goofing on you earlier, he went to the printer, I guess, and he got a sheet of paper and wrote on it, "Keep it clean," and held it up to you. Which
did that help?
If you think that served as any stop sign or yield sign, it did not. So you told this story about how you bought, when you bought the weed eater, you went up to go get it, and their receptionist was very attractive. And so you wanted to pull her up on camera.
This is Lisa.
This is Lisa. And this is Paul. Yeah. Fiance, show him your ring.
Now, Paul, who's Paul?
Paul's my son
over
at the Fun Factory.
Oh, he's not here.
No, he's not here.
All right, very good. Well, because
she's so
I didn't want to get beat up or anything. So I figured he could beat me up, right? How big is your boyfriend? Was it fiance?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a short guy. Kind of like, they prefer to be called little people?
I don't know how big he is.
See, the thing is, I have a girlfriend, and we're kind of close to gonna get engaged.
Uh-huh.
But I'd call that whole thing off if I'm tall right now.
Okay, so the lady who runs its daughter, you're trying to hook up with her and tell her to dump her
boyfriend, daughter-in-law or whatever.
Daughter-in-law right now on TV.
Yeah. She was real hot.
Yeah, as you heard there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
like, now I've been married for many years, and I, sight unseen, I would trade my wife for whoever, her daughter or whatever.
So
why not?
You're making jokes. You're hitting on the receptionist. The guy holds up the sheet of paper that says, "Keep it clean."
I'm all fat.
Yeah, at the time.
A few beers in,
but
maybe.
Still, at the same time, they're still kind of on board. They're pretty giggly still.
He's getting the people going.
But as I guess we inch closer to 11 o'clock, the safe harbor rules, you keep turning it up.
Here's a blower bag. If you try and plug this thing in, you may get electrocuted, so I'm not even going to try.
Okay.
If you want to plug it in, plug it in. And it blows stuff all over. Really,
okay, I'm going to help you because you're moving really slow.
Maybe if you're a... Hold on.
Single guy will love this thing because it blows. What I'm just saying, it blows, and I think single guys would like it. Okay, here is something you single women would like. It's a reading here that you don't have to. This is what I would love, baby. Can I fit on this one? Plug it in. Are you getting mad at me yet? No, no, plug it in. What are you doing later? So then you start to hit on her.
Baby? Did I give her a baby?
Yeah, you did. This was in the baby phase.
This is 1999.
Doing later.
Baby?
So
I had a baby era.
Yeah, you sure did.
Just turning on a leaf blower. Just walking around with it. This thing blows stuff all over. It's just blowing stuff. And single guys love that.
But trying to peddling products, Dan, is just great. And I wish I could have seen the video to this. It looks and sounds awesome. But everything is cool with these people. You know, your innuendo or whatever. But what's not cool in this final piece of audio is when you tell them that they need to change their system.
Okay, he's had a couple minutes now, and he'd like to see some systemic alterations.
Because
no way.
on the TV, you could see the auction items and I guess the winning bid. And your problem that you're going to hear here is everyone was given a specific PIN number. And your point is you don't have to show the PIN number on the camera. And it seems kind of minor for you to go off, but I think you'd probably just was tired of being there. But this is eventually what got you off the Okie Girls.
Now, I want to do something with this PIN number bit because I get annoyed at home. Now, here's the deal. I'm going to tell you, now you can see right there, the fan is a 5. These bids are all closed, folks at home. Look at number 7,
in.
The t-shirt, 28 bucks, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty good, huh?
Best item on the table.
The green shag rug, 23 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
You got your grab bag for $1.
Right.
Now, if you can read it. I'm not reading the PIN numbers. I don't, on this table, since you guys set me up, I say no reading of the PIN numbers.
But
you see the price. You know your number. You don't need us to read it. Now, let's leave it on there for a couple of extra seconds. If you bid on an item, look at it. If it's your number,
it's
yours. I'm not reading the number. I'm not telling you how much you bid. You know.
We want to hear you say the numbers.
I'm not doing it. You can see it. Read it. You've been bidding on it. You've been calling.
Some of our older people can't see it.
Here comes.
Well, how are they going to drive here then?
Okay.
And you don't get the item. If you're older on this particular table while I'm hosting it, you do not get the item. If you are over 70 or 80, I'm sorry. If you're under 15, I'm sorry. I don't want you in part of my table.
I think a lot of their demo is over 70. That's probably most of their audience.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the most Dan thing I've ever heard. He's there for one night. He's like, the way you do this sucks.
Sorry, taking over. Yeah. Well, I based it on I was a viewer, too.
Right. It's all from a good place. Yeah. But some of our viewers are older. I don't care.
Don't care.
I don't care.
They
can't have the item. No. I won't do it.
How am I going to get here? Wonder if we could ever reunite with Barb from the Okie Girls.
Man, I tried looking up the Okie Girls last night. I couldn't find much.
Yeah, there's a lot of Okie Girls stuff in Oklahoma. I guess that's a pretty common name to name your bit.
25 years ago.
But yeah, that was Dan on 1999 Oklahoma Public Access TV.
What a treasure. They'd be so shocked at how much weight I've lost.
They would.
Yeah, you should tell them.